这是爱生活人生系列单元，我是主持人朱文娟 Jenny 朱。
Attention please， 我们去百货公司或车站展览馆的时候，常听到服务台说 Attention please， Attention please， 提醒顾客注意相关讯息或者是遗失物件。于是 Attention please 就是要我们集中精神注意聆听，并能及时采取行动的意思。 Actually, attention please is a statement heard frequently among kids throughout the school. Similarly, concentrate on is a phrase that parents across cultures frequently use to encourage their children to pay attention during the learning process. In classrooms,at home and in self-learning, attention span is various. In other words, the ability to focus on a particular task for an extended period of time can vary widely among individuals. Nowadays, television, media, movies, and commercials have mastered the skill of attracting the attention of people of all ages. Globally, today's learners have access to visuals, while previous generations of students had just auditory. Previously, learning was primarily through listening. Notwithstanding, it is now heavily affected by visuals.Cinema, television, social media, and other forms of entertainment have grown in popularity because they are entertaining, motivating, and meet cognitive requirements. Everyone needs attention, just like we need to eat. That is, everyone wants attention from time to time. It's a natural human desire.To want to receive validation and praise. Well, it is perfectly normal to want attention from friends, loved ones, and people we admire. Yet, constantly needing attention is unhealthy. It can also be a sign of an underlying mental health condition. Some people who are attention seekersmay not realize that they're exhibiting attention-seeking behaviors. Attention-seeking people express their desire for attention in varying ways. Some of the most common behaviors include faking helplessness. One method people with attention-seeking behaviors behave is by faking helplessness.In situations they are perfectly adept at handling. Faking helplessness gives them an avenue to seek attention from others. Causing conflict. Causing conflict in public or private to create a scene that can garner attention from the people around us. They often also need to be at the center of the conflict.Constantly looking for sympathy from others. Examples of this kind of behavior include praying up a small injury so that family and friends can fuss over us, needing to be complimented. It's normal to want to be complimented. However, needing to be complimented can cause us to exhibit unhealthy behavior in a bid to fish for compliments from people. Sometimes, a need to be complimented is born out of insecurities. Physical and emotional insecurities can cause a person to develop an attention-seeking personality. Well, it may seem harmless.Still, it's an unhealthy way to deal with insecurities. It can also cause strain on our relationships with family, friends, and even strangers. Lying and embellishing stories, making up over-the-top stories that are guaranteed to get a reaction out of people is another way for people to get attention. The first step to stop needing attention is recognizing that we do display attention-seeking behaviors. Some people who need attention don't realize what their behavior means or that their behaviors are unhealthy. Working on building self-confidence and ridding ourselves of insecurities is a significant first step to help us stop craving attention. If the source of our attention-seeking behavior is the result of a mental health condition, a psychotherapist can help us with that. Keeping a journal is indeed a good way in helping us get over insecurities. Besides, for many people, the need to always be the center of attention stems from low self-esteem. Using daily positive affirmations and surrounding ourselves with genuinely supportive people is a good place for us to get rid of unnecessary attention. Moreover, setting clear boundaries can let the people who have attention-seeking behaviors know that they are behaving inappropriately. Sometimes, a person seeking attention might not realize that they are acting in a way that draws attention. We need to gently communicate with them the issues of improper attitudes. Attention seekers often act out for a deeper reason than simply needing attention. They may have an underlying mental health disorder or have self-esteem image problems. We should have more patience to understand them. Attention can be harvested only from the minds of other people. As humans, we tend to become uncomfortable when our attention cannot meet. In today's world, we are much more separate from each other, even in our own homes. What then is the definition of attention? George Bernard Shaw stated, "The opposite of love is not hate, it is indifference." In other words, it takes love, not attention, to give and receive energy from another human being. Research on the human need for attention is painful and quite compelling. People who feel well connected to others experience lower rates of cardiac disease and are more likely to survive after a heart attack. Employees who feel appreciated by their supervisors are more productive and healthier. Attention is not only an essential component for our physical health, but also social to all of our closest relationships. It makes sense that attention and conflicts show up in the same paradigm. Challenging issues will naturally arise between two people in any close relationship. However, if a lot of positive attention is bandied back and forth as well, both parties will be more eager to resolve their issues to get back to the good conditions. The small moments count to the attention. In fact, it is those small, non-trivial moments of attention, these positive rituals and routines we establish, that turn out to be the most powerful attention of our successful relationships. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
这是爱生活人生系列单元，我是主持人朱文娟，娟妮主，希望你会喜欢这次的节目，我们下次见，拜拜。